What up, Canes fans? Before we get started, just wanted to talk to you guys about the Tank Brewery real quick. The Tank is located in the heart of Miami in Dade County at 5100 Northwest 72nd Avenue. This place is awesome. I've been there. The beer is outstanding. The food is great. Whether you're watching the Canes game, the Heat game there with your buddies, you're having a guys' night out, or you're having a date night with the missus, it's a great place to hang out. So you can order online at thetankbrewingtakeout.com or call them at 786-801-1554 for delivery or pickup. And here's the thing. If you use the promo code TANK4SUP, you will get free delivery on game days. And so that is TANK4SUP, the number four. Not spell it out, but TANK4SUP. So go check out our friends at the Tank Brewing. They've been great to us. So take it away, Jordan.
All right. Also, we want you guys to check out our guy, Stickers by AB. That's at STICKERZ by AB. You know, I've been ordering a bunch of stuff from him. You know, we have a collaboration sticker that has our logo on it. So make sure you're checking him out. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's just a good dude, and he's helping us design our merch. So yeah, man, it's make sure you're supporting the good people that help us out here on Fours Up.
You're listening to the Fours Up podcast with your host, Marsh.
Canes fans, it is Monday, September 28th, and I am still buzzing from the weekend. 52-10 ass whooping over those kids from Tallahassee for the fourth straight year. I could not believe my eyes. I was expecting a closer game, and I could not be happier. Jordan, talk to me. What are we thinking? What are we saying? How are we feeling?
Dude, we have a very good football team on our hands.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
Same.
In projecting what we will look like at the end of the year. But right now, you know, watching all of the college football teams, we are a top five team right now.
Well, Kirk Herbstreit just put him in, put us at number four.
Very well deserved. I mean, you know, Kirk is, I mean, he's watched us up close 2 weeks in a row now, so he would know just as good as anybody. And I agree with him. Right now, we are a top five football team, and that doesn't mean anything if we take our foot off the gas. But, you know, we look great. You know, I had been vocal about, you know, demanding a better performance, especially from the defense, and we've been getting them.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting better performances from the defense. I'm still worried. I'm still worried just about there's things that we can't change, right? I think the middle between the tackles and the linebackers, we're still a little soft. We're giving up big running plays up the middle. That will be a thing all season. But as long as we can limit the damage that does, like I think we can be really solid.
I mean, here are some of the stats from the weekend. Excuse me, I'm like, my energy isn't as high as it probably should be. I'm still a little, as we all know, my Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals, so I celebrated a little into the night yesterday, and I'm a little foggy today, so, but trust me, I am very, very happy. I'm very happy, but here are some of those stats. Derek King, oh my gosh, he was so good. 29 of 40, 267 yards, two touchdowns, no picks once again. He also ran for 65 yards. And here's the thing, Jordan. His stats could have been so much better if our receivers didn't drop five or six passes.
Yeah, I agree. Derek King is playing fantastic football right now. He looks – well, actually, I don't know if you saw this, Marsh. So Bovada updated their Heisman odds. And De'Aaron King sitting atop the board at plus 300. He has the best odds to win the Heisman
Shut
right now.
Up.
I'm dead serious. He's in
Are
first place.
Are we going to have a Heisman Trophy winner?
We might. I mean, so let me read it off to you. Oh, wait, sorry. It's plus 500. So the updated odds, Derek King at one, plus 500. Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields at plus 600. Kyle Trask and Sam Ehlinger at plus 700. KJ Costello at plus 800.
Wow.
So Derek King's in the driver's seat, man.
Yeah. I mean, he was just so accurate on Saturday night and right out of the gate. I mean, we scored on the first drive and he was the ball comes out of his hands differently than a lot of quarterbacks. That thing looks like it's coming out of a gun. It is unbelievable, but he looked great. Brevin Jordan caught another touchdown. Our boy D. Wiggins caught his first touchdown of the year. Gave up zero sacks. Our offensive line gave up zero sacks. We rushed for 200 yards, and we had 517 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
11 of 18 on third down.
Yeah, shout out to our guy Zion Nelson, man. He, you know, played the game at left tackle and did a really great job. I'm pumped for him.
He did, man. Like, it's – and our and shout out to our defense. I mean, I know that on the first drive, FSU was moving the ball really, really well. And I sent out a tweet that Manny Diaz needs to start calling the defense again. And, boy, did I get a lot of shit for that because we only gave up 10 points. And after the – you know, after that first drive for FSU, they could not do a single – thing. It was pure domination. Jalen Phillips, Nesta Silvera, Bubba Bolden. Oh my gosh. We are actually good right now.
Like, we are good.
We're actually a good football team. Bubba Bolden, Jalen Phillips, and Al Blades all got interceptions. I just don't know like what else that I can expand on because we've already talked about it. You know, the last 2 days we've been celebrating. We have a bye week this week before we head up and play Dabo Swinney and the Tigers. Yep. But do you have anything else to say before we get some of these guys on the show?
I don't know. There's a lot to say. I'm so pumped because I fully believe in Manny right now. I just 100%. I just think he's the guy. And the biggest reason why is because he makes mistakes. That's fine. Everyone does. But he learns from them and he doesn't make them a second time. And what we're seeing right now is him correcting his mistakes from last year and it's paying off big. And he's still recruiting like a madman and this success is just going to blow it up even more.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Dude, we could land 4 5-star recruits from South Florida this year. And can you imagine? Like, it's crazy, man. But I will say this. We got to put our nuts on the table and give Rhett Lashley a record-breaking deal to stay here as offensive coordinator. He's not going to be here next year. I promise, like, he's going to get job offers. He just will.
I knew that the offense would improve with Rhett Lashley, but I don't think even I predicted the kind of start that we're having on offense. Yeah. 31 points against UAB, you know, there's a little skepticism after that, you know, granted. And then 47 and – oh, shit, my ESPN app just started playing something. But 47 and 52 points after that. That is – I think combined, that is more than we scored all last year.
It really might be, actually. I don't know.
I'm just like, I can't even scream. I'm just so content and so happy.
Yeah. And, you know, Ro brought this up last week, the pod that you missed that I did with Duck and we had Ro on here. We were talking about why Miami faded into mediocrity. And Ro just said, like, we stopped being innovative. We stopped pushing the envelope. You know, we stopped, like, we got content and we got comfortable. And we cannot do that after this year. Like, we need to recognize what is working, and that is Rhett Lashley. And, dude, we have to do everything we can. And I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, we can't afford him because Dude, I've seen what university budgets look like, and it's in the hundreds of millions. So we can afford one extra, you know, for an offensive coordinator. Like, we have the money. It just depends on if our board of trustees and if our athletic department is going to be a bunch of pussies and let us become mediocre again, or if they are going to put their nuts on the table and just, like, keep this football program good. Because let's be honest, without the football program, the University of Miami means nothing to anybody. And so why would we let it become mediocre again?
There is more excitement surrounding this program right now, honestly, in my opinion, than there was 3 years ago when we beat Notre Dame and we were 10-0. Just because, I mean, even then we were still – our offense was still struggling. I mean, there were still a lot of question marks. Malik Rozier was our quarterback, but –
That was a fun year, but it was shaky. We were barely winning those games.
Exactly. That's why it's different, man. Like,
and now we're blowing the hell out of people, dude. We're
kicking teams' asses for the first time in a very, very long time. I mean, that 2017 team, we still had to squeeze by Toledo. We still had to survive against a 1-7 UNC team. Yep. We just beat FSU, who, granted, they suck. They are not a good football team. But we beat them 52-10, and we could have scored more.
Yeah, dude. We are a good football team. We got some talented guys, and you know, we just got to keep the train rolling. And that's kind of my point. Last time I checked, Mario Cristobal only makes $2.6 million at Oregon, and that would be the record. Like, I think it was Dave Aranda held the record for for a coordinator at $2.5 million. And dude, I mean, if you're Rhett Lashley and we come back to you and we're like, Lashley, we're going to pay you as much as Mario Cristobal is making as the head coach of Oregon, and we need you to stay here and run this offense, and we'll give you autonomy, we'll give you anything you want, and we understand that when a big school comes and wants to make you head coach, that's fine. But we just want to keep you here until you get that Auburn job, or we want to keep you here until, you know, Tennessee comes calling, or Florida, or, you know, whoever it is. Like, we won't be able to stop him from those jobs, but we sure as hell need to stop him from taking any other job.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, why would we want to stop him from taking those bigger jobs? I mean, that's what you want for your coach. You want, you know, these coordinators to, you know, become successful head coaches, and that would be he's going to get it. Like, Lashley is going to get those bigger offers. It's just whether is it going to happen at the end of this year, or will it, you know, take another season? And if he's here for one more year, praise God.
If we need to do whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
Like we need to make it so that when the let's say the SMU job comes open or something, or Memphis or something like that, we need to make it so when those jobs come up, they're like, oh, we can't afford Rhett Lashley. We can't afford what the Hurricanes are paying him to be a coordinator right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
who knows,
it's
man?
Good stuff, man. It's good stuff. But today is the reaction show, my favorite show of the week, honestly, now. So we got four people coming on today. So what do you say? Let's get it going.
Okay, let me call them in right now.
What is up, fellas?
What's up, baby?
What's going AB? On?
How you doing, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. How about South Florida sports right now? I know we're not fans of all the same teams, but geez.
I am. I was telling Jordan, and I was talking to him, you know, when the show started, because of the Canes and the Heat. I am. I'm feeling a little foggy this morning. It was a rough weekend, but damn it, it was worth it.
Damn right it was. I don't know what we did to deserve it, but.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so starting off, why don't you tell the people what you are working on? Tell them about your website and the little collab we got going on.
Yeah, so I mean, Stickers by AB. The idea was actually given to me by my business partner, Jason Hudgens, from the Stadium Drive podcast. So we decided to partner up, and we're trying to make, you know, quality, unique, Miami-inspired stickers. We got a bunch of designs out right now, but the main thing for us is to really try to get a good following, start with, you know, our Canes community and try to really establish the brand. So, I mean, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Trust me, show us some love and we'll make it worth your while. We've already done one giveaway. We have some more plans soon. So, you know, stay tuned. The other thing, too, is we are announcing some exciting news with you guys. Today, we started an exclusive offer for the Fours Up podcast listeners. Use promo code Fours Up for 15% off your entire order. So go online and order some today.
So hey. is that the number four and then S, or is it like sport spelled out F-O-U-R-S?
No, you got it right. I should have made that distinguished. It's four, the number four, Fours Up. So
okay, there you go, guys.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll tweet it out and everything. So we are very excited about that. But let's talk about Saturday's game, man. The floor is yours. Were you there?
I was there.
So what were your thoughts, man?
My biggest takeaway is, wow, FSU is bad.
Yeah.
You know, this was the kind of game that I went into it thinking, look, I wouldn't be surprised if we won by 3 or won by 23. But at the same time, I wasn't thinking that FSU was that bad. I even had some of my FSU buddies telling me, they're like, no, we're that bad, you know, going into the game. I just didn't want to believe it. You know, I always go into FSU with some tempered expectations because you just never know how this game could go. Not that I wasn't confident, but I just wasn't expecting that. So that was, for me, the biggest shock. But, you know, a whooping like that, I'll take it any day of the week.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so what was on – so, I yeah, that was – that is by far the worst FSU team I've ever seen. Like, it was – like shocking how bad and how undisciplined they were. It was getting chippy at the end. But let's talk about the Canes. 52 points. We only gave up 10. What were your three biggest takeaways from, you know, from our team, but also what are some things that we still need to work on?
I mean, let's start with the bad, I guess, or not the bad, but just needs improvement. I'm still not, and I've been vocal about it. I know some people don't feel this way, but I'm still not sold on Blake Baker. For me, he's just not as aggressive as Manny is, and I'm not sure if it's a personnel issue. I'm not smart enough to know the difference between that, but like, you need to be more aggressive. And for me, the bend don't break is great, but, or it can work, but at the same time, like against Clemson, how are we really going to play with that?
Dude, if we try to bend against Clemson, dude, we're going to get bent over a barrel is what's going to happen.
I agree. I think it can get ugly, but, you know, hopefully that's not the case, but that's definitely the number one spot for me. Like, offense does seem to be vastly improved. So I don't really have a ton of, things to gripe there, but the biggest takeaway is the defense needs to improve, and we need to get Mark Pope off of punt returns. That's just me.
Dude, we haven't even talked about that yet, Jordan. What the hell?
What the hell?
How does that happen again?
He just needed to let that one go. Why even go for that one? Just let it go, yeah, man.
I've never been a fan of anyone who tries to sprint under a football as it's coming down and catch it on the run. No, like that.
Me neither.
You just got to let those things bounce, man.
Agreed. So I don't know who the solution would be there. I know people are clamoring for X. Maybe it's Jalen Knighton. I don't know, but I would like to try someone else in that spot.
I would love to see Jalen Knighton back there. And
I agree.
You know what? At this point, a fumble in 2 out of 3 games, like, don't put anyone back there. That's better than turning it over.
No, and then that's the kind of thing that you can't afford to happen against Clemson in a couple weeks. Like, yeah, that, you just can't have it. We're going to need every possession in that game.
Yeah, it would be better to have bad field position than to let them flip the field and have, you know, only need 30 yards for a touchdown off of, you know, you get a stop on defense, and then next thing you know, they're on your 30-yard line.
1,000%. 1,000%.
So obviously, you know, we got a bye this week, and then for the third straight game, we're in prime time against Clemson.
Yep.
I mean, I know a lot of people are going to get pissed at me, but I don't think we're going to win. I'm not going in, like, I'm not going to I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think we're going to win that game. I think it could be close. I think we could play Clemson very well just because of how great our offense is playing. I just want to see it us keep it to one possession. So what are your thoughts on the Clemson game?
I don't like our chances, and I'll take the heat for it. I don't care. Like, I'm a realist when it comes to my fandom. And, you know, for me, blind faith is not necessarily makes you a bigger fan than me. It just makes you unrealistic, in my opinion. But
preach.
Yeah, right. This is a measuring stick game. Like, this is telling us right now where our program is and where we're going. So for me, if we can keep it within two scores, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Ecstatic. I'd be completely happy with that, because that shows vast improvement to where we are, you know, where we were when, you know, Golden got fired, you know, like that was just embarrassing. So if we can keep it there, I'd be beyond satisfied.
Yeah. And I want to add to what you're saying in that it might not even just reflect the talent. Like a lot of when we're going up at team like Clemson right now, a lot of it's going to be mental and emotional. And it's just keeping composure.
1,000%.
Because, I mean, I don't know. We look so good. I was telling Marsh before we called you in, like, I'm not predicting our finish, but I'm just saying right now at this very moment in time, we are a top five football team in the country, and we're playing like it, and we look like it. And we're just, I mean, we're beating our opponents thoroughly, and we're doing everything we need to. You know, even if it's not perfect, we're playing great football, and we look pretty unbeatable, you know, for most teams that we're going to play. But it's just keeping that composure. It's keeping cool under pressure, you know, and it's
not getting ahead of yourself, honestly.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I would really like to see – I don't know, man. I'm so hyped right now. I don't want to be an idiot and predict a Miami win over Clemson, but I think anything can happen right now. And it's just because we are hot, and I underestimated De'Eriq King, which is saying something because I've put my full faith in him since the day he got here. I underestimated him. He's unreal. You know, he's next level. We've never had a guy like him here.
Talent wise, you know, we've never had anybody like him, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you have a guy like that, anything can happen, right? So, yeah. You guys are right where I think we are. You know, this is where, all right, now how do we deal with our success? You know, how do we handle that going into this game? You know, do our heads get blown up a little bit too big? Do we slack off a little bit in practice, or do we need to do, you know, do we do what we need to do in these next couple of weeks?
Yep.
Last year was not great for us coming off bye weeks, you know, which, you know, take it for what it is, but it just wasn't good for us.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's kind of turned the page a little bit. Anything can happen. Hopefully it does. Trust me. I hope I'm wrong.
What my greatest fear is if we lose to Clemson, what, no matter how, you know, which way we lose, are we going to bounce back the next week against a third team?
Tough Pitt defense, man. They're not going to be that easy, especially. I think win or lose, that's not a good game to play next, because if you come off that high, we could overlook Pitt, you know, and if we lose, then what do we bounce back? Like, you know, the problem has been in the past.
Yeah. I mean, they just beat Louisville. So.
Yeah. Which I was surprised about. I didn't expect that to happen. I know Cunningham got hurt. I'm not sure how early or how late that happened, but I'm sure that played a part in what went on. But
he threw 21 passes still. So, and it looks like he was the only guy that threw a pass for him. So,
okay.
So he certainly played a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we lose to Clemson, the comforting thing for me is that we can at least say Clemson is they're flat out better than us. Like, it's not because we had quarterback issues or anything like that. Like, Clemson is the number one team in the country for a damn reason. Like, this is. And the one thing that I want to make clear to Canes fans is I don't want to see people losing their shit if we lose to Clemson.
And they shouldn't.
I think they should not at all. Like, there is no reason that we should get, you know, really upset if we lose to Clemson. Like, this is this is the elite of the elite.
I'll tell you what, though. If they kick us in the teeth in the first quarter and we just look completely lifeless after that, I'm going to come crashing back down to earth pretty hard. And it's just because of, I mean, it's not like I'll say everything sucks, everyone needs to be fired. But what I'll be like is like, oh, you know, we got a little big for our britches. We're still just, we're a good team. We're not a great team. We're not even close to a great team. And so, I mean, I might be pretty pessimistic. I think it really depends on how we lose, but like if we give them a good fight, even if we lose by almost three scores and we just like we fight and we bounce back and, you know, we respond, we score.
Yeah, you just never give up the way FSU did on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if they beat us 42-21 and, you know, we're driving the ball down, we're playing hard and stuff like that, that's fine. But I just don't want to see
it can't like be 48-0. It cannot be a repeat of that.
No, yeah, I just don't want to get kicked in the teeth and then just look like, you know, just be like, oh, yeah, we lost this game already, you know.
Yeah, and that's obviously worst case scenario, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be a ton of fight. I think what makes this season so different for us is the leadership of someone like De'Aaron King. Like, he didn't deal with the things that the cultural problems that we had last year. You know, like, it was almost like he started a whole new clean slate for the entire team. That's what it feels like. I don't think, you know, this bye week's going to be an issue like last week. Not that it can't happen, but I just don't think it is. And I don't think we're going to go down without a fight in a couple weeks. But, you know, at the same time, you never know. But I think we have a fighter's chance, you know, a puncher's chance, I should say. I just don't think it's, you know, a foregone conclusion that we can say that we have a real good chance at winning this game.
Yeah, I agree, man. Well, AB, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate your reaction. We got like four dudes to get through, so.
All good, man.
Yeah, but dude, we appreciate you. And everyone, make sure you're checking out AB's stuff on Twitter and his website, the Stickers by AB. And what was the promo code again? Sorry, I forgot to write it down.
Fours up with the number four.
Okay. Simple. Okay. So
15% off your entire order. So go on, get some today. Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I got my three drip stickers in the mail today, man. I put one on my laptop first thing. So
awesome, man. I appreciate you guys. Thanks again for everything, and I look forward to a continued partnership. So
absolutely, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.
Cool, man. You ready for our next guest?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Cool. Travis, what's up, bro?
How's it going?
Travis, long time no talk. How are you, man?
I know, man. I know. I'm doing good, man. Not too bad. How you guys doing?
We are, I'm
vibing, dude. I'm doing good.
It was a lot this weekend. It was a lot of good things, and I'm recovering from the weekend. But I'm good. I'm happy.
That's good.
Absolutely. Okay, so we beat the doors, the ass off of Florida State. Let's hear your reaction, man. The floor is yours.
Man, I'll tell you this. I was so happy because I have heard shit from Florida State fans for the last God knows how long when they went on that seven-year win streak, and I was like, and I always said in my head, when we get back on top, I'm gonna make those guys wish that they never talk shit. And I am so happy. I woke up Sunday and the first thing I said with my eyes open was, I am so glad that we spanked that ass. I was so ecstatic. I just felt like I was high all day and I didn't even smoke nothing.
I love it, dude. But what? Tell me about the optics, man. Like, what did you think when you were watching the game? Like, what were you thinking? Like, give me your take on this team this year.
So, there's a lot of things to point out, you know, that I feel like that Miami has done so much better at, and you know, a lot of things stood out. So, to start, I would say first is third down efficiency. I mean, like in the past, every time it was third down, I was like, you guys might as well go ahead and punt it on third down because we're not going to get a third down. We just didn't complete third downs for some reason. And you know, obviously I know why, but you know, that was the big thing was third downs, fourth downs. I mean, we were just, it was like Miami just had complete control and we just literally did whatever we wanted against Florida State specifically. And De'Aaron King, I mean, so far, you know, this year, what, 6 touchdowns, you know, no interceptions at all. So we're not turning over the ball. You know, just 66% completion. I mean, everything, it just seems like our offense is just like night and day from, you know, from last year. It's just the offense is just rolling. We're loaded at running back. I mean, we don't have a starting, you know, like wide receiver that we can consistently go to. But I feel like that with Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory and the other pieces with the run game, I don't really feel like that we really necessarily need one. I mean, we're spreading the ball a lot. So just a total change on offense from last year within the first 3 games. It's amazing to watch.
It really is, man. Like I was just sitting there on Saturday and at every play, I'm like, oh my God, like what? I don't know this team. Like these are not my Hurricanes. And like, I love it. I love this team so much. They have put faith back within me. They have reinstilled my faith, not just in the Canes, but in God. But I want the receivers that I don't know how many drops they had. And it surprised me because Harley isn't usually the guy who, you know, has, you know, problems with that. At least I don't think, but I think he had like 3 drops on Saturday. And did Jeremiah Payton, did he played, correct?
Yeah, he caught a touchdown from Cozy at the end.
Yeah.
I thought that was Michael Redding.
Oh, it was. Oh, yep, then yeah. Okay, my bad.
He did play, but I didn't hear his name.
Yeah, I don't think I heard his name at all, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. And so the receivers, I'd say, who would have thought that our biggest issue on offense right now isn't our offensive line? It's our wide receivers.
I never thought that I would.
Agree?
I mean, I was kind of saying that all off season.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy that it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like anybody that wears a U on their helmet, I'm always going to support them. You know, I mean, those are Canes. But like, I feel like, in my opinion, going forward, that anytime that Pope drops a ball, whether it's, you know, whether it's on the, you know, the punt return, you know, muffin punts, or whether he's dropping passes while we're on offense, whatever the case is, I honestly think it falls on Manny Diaz at this point, because I feel like that we have so many like athletes on our team where Pope should not be the singular option to go back there to return punts. I mean, we have so many other guys out there. So, I mean, I'm just going to say that going forward, you know, you can't blame Pope anymore. It's got to be Manny Diaz, the head coach. He's got to make the decision to say, you know what, we got all these other athletes. Let's give somebody else a shot. I mean, because I'm telling you right now, going into Clemson, and I know that you guys moving forward will get into that, but moving forward, turnovers like that against Clemson, you lose a ball game. I mean, if you're, you know, wide open passes, you know, that Harley and Pope have been dropping, you know, for whether it's 20, 30, 40 yards, you're dropping those, that can right there cost us the game against Clemson, because I highly doubt that they're going to be making those types of mistakes. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Elite teams like that don't make those mistakes. They right. just don't. Like, they don't fumble 2 punt returns in the first 3 games.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, Travis, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I was just telling Marsh before we called our first guest in, Bovada, the sports betting company, they updated their Heisman odds, and De'Aaron King is sitting atop the leaderboard with the best odds to win Heisman. So I would like if you you know, give me your reaction to that or your thoughts on De'Aaron King and his performance so far.
I mean, honestly, I mean, so far, I mean, he deserves it because, you know, he doesn't have the, you know, like Trask from Florida where, you know, he's throwing, you know, whatever. I forget how many yards he was, 300-500 yards, whatever. But, like, King doesn't need that because he's so smart with the football. He doesn't make many mistakes. Now, I know he has, you know, overthrown some balls and that should have been, you know, placed a little bit better. But he's just a smart quarterback. He's very efficient, and he knows when to run. He knows when to, when to just tuck it and go. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all. He's a very efficient quarterback. He's really good. And, you know, if he keeps this up throughout the year, I mean, why not? Why not King? That's what I could say. Why not?
I'm with you, man.
The fact that we have gone from Jaren Williams to a potential Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, I'm just so blown away, and I'm so happy right now. Like, I can't even express how happy. I just wish we had him for his entire college career.
Yeah,
I agree. And Marsh, I read your tweet about 30 minutes ago, and it really stuck with me when you had said, you know, think about where we were in December of last year. And yeah, that just goes to show you that with the right offensive coordinator, with the talent that we had already had, that just goes to show you right there that, you know, things can turn very, very fast. I mean, we were literally 6-7 last year, losing to dumpster juice ass teams. And, you know, now it's like, you know, you look at our offense and it's like, holy shit. Like, it's just what a turn from December until now. You know, it's crazy.
It's so awesome. It's amazing just to think about where we were on that game, against Louisiana Tech. But Trav, so last question for you, because we got to get through a bunch of people. Let's hear your prediction for the Clemson game. Early prediction.
Okay. I kind of fall with you and Jordan on your takes, because I'm a realist too. I do think that Miami's going to lose the game. But for me personally, I'm already expecting that. I just wanted a competitive game. So, and with those two offenses going, I think that Miami is going to score on them. I think if I had to pick, I would probably say right now, I'm going to go with 42-35 Clemson.
Okay. See, I'd be really happy with that. I'd feel good about that game.
Yeah. I think we're going to say this phrase 100 times within the next 2 weeks. It's a measuring stick game. Like, yep, we want to see how close or how far we are from the best that college football has to offer. And
yeah, I agree. And I'll leave on this note. If we beat Clemson, Twitter, might as well go ahead and put me in Twitter jail, because I'm going to go the F off.
No, I mean, you have no idea, man.
I love it, dude. They're going to have to put all of us in Twitter jail. They're just going to have to make a new app for Miami Twitter.
Awesome. Kay, thank you so much for coming on, Travis. Hope you're doing well, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you again. You guys have a good night.
Yes, you too. Thanks. You too, brother.
Take care. Go Canes.
Cool, man. Dude, that was I'm so excited. I don't know how to feel about Clemson. I'm just like, I feel like I'm about to go on a date. You know, I feel like I have a date with the hot girl that I've been trying to get notice me forever. You know?
That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I matched with the hot girl on Tinder.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh gosh, we got this in 2 weeks. She might ghost me. You know, who knows if it'll even be good.
Yeah. Okay, is Leo ready?
Yeah, he's ready in just a few minutes. Yeah, let me call him in.
Love the reaction show.
Yeah, this is going well, dude. Big fan. Okay, so our next guest, Leo, we're going to call him back in a little bit, but he stepped out for a second, but we're going to call our guy Jay. Everyone loves Jay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay on the show. So
All right. Let me dial him in real quick.
What's good, boys?
Jay, what's good, bro?
What's going on, man? How we feeling?
I'm feeling too good right now, bro. Honestly. Like, I'm on that, I'm over that line that I never get to. I'm way over the line right now.
I'm like so happy and excited, but it's not like I'm like I'm hyped. I'm just content, bro. I'm on a high right now.
I'm good, bro. Like, I'm too good. I'm not gonna lie. What's up?
Hell yeah. Okay, so you made the trip down. You made the last second trip down. How was it?
Yes. Let me go ahead and tell my quick story, bro. For anybody who didn't see it on Twitter, my homie hits me up and says that he'll help me with the ticket. He'll give me a good price. He's like, the only condition is you gotta do what you do on Twitter to my friends, because both of his friends was Florida State fans. I'm like, bro, I was gonna do that regardless, and I don't even know them, bro. So I'm glad you gave me permission, because I'm about to go off. So we get to the game. No, I meet them in the parking lot at the Walmart by the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I introduce myself, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I get cool with them so that it's not bad and we don't fight in the stands when I get to level 10, because I already knew it was coming, bro. So we cool, and he starts telling me that there's this one taller one. He was like, he's the one who does all the talking. So he's like, I would pay to sit next to y'all just to see it, because we had to split up. So we was in the end zone side, they was on the other side. Bro, first quarter, I'm going off. And they get their little drive, where, you know, that opening drive they had, it was nice. So I told them, same thing I said on Twitter. I was like, Norvell texted y'all 15 plays, and y'all wasted it on one drive and got a field goal, bro. I said, as soon as y'all got to play football, it's about to get ugly. They thought I was playing, bro. The time we got a first down, I was talking. So they did that for one drive. By the end of the first quarter, they didn't want to sit by me no more, bro. They did not want to sit by me. One of them sat down and he left at one point and bought me a pizza to make peace, because I was not chilling, bro. 38-3 at halftime, this man hands me a pizza and goes and sits down in another row. I was going off, bro. Like, I do this. I really do this, bro. You don't want to go with me. But yeah, the game was lit. The game was fire, bro.
Oh, man.
Okay, so was it even more than you were expecting? Because it like, they exceeded my expectations. I was expecting 31-10, 38-10. I thought it was going to be a little sloppy at first, but it was never even in question. We beat their ass like I've never seen before.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of where everybody else was. Until you see it, it's still in that we've been here before phase where we've been hyped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Logically, I had no doubts if we're going just off of logistics. Because I said, I've been waiting. Everything I've asked for, Manny took care of. Which is why, by the way, everybody who doubted Manny owed me an apology personally. Because I was being slandered on Twitter. But yeah. Enos' mistakes, they were saying Manny can't coach. I said, no, bro. All we needed was an offensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. Good quarterback play, like I told y'all the first week when I hopped on here. Good quarterback play, which King has given us.
Yep.
And, I mean, everything else he's taking care of, the little things that we needed. So, going into the game, I didn't really have no doubts. I'm thinking, you know, it could be that little rivalry where they keep it closer than it should be. But once the game got started, after that first drive, I'm like, bro, it's about to get ugly. It's really about to get ugly if y'all don't do something quick. And, I mean, what the D-line did, they made everybody's job easier that game. I felt like that's what really took everything out.
Yeah, and I want to echo what you're saying, and credit to all the coaches, you know, because we had you on after the UAB game, and I had a lot of stuff to say, especially about the defense. And, you know, I really implored the defense to get better, and they have each week. Even though we gave up 500-plus yards, I thought we looked better. I thought we were more stout against Louisville. I thought we were making smarter plays. You know, we didn't look as soft. And then, you know, on you know, against FSU, we looked even better. Like, we looked great. I still think we have an issue in the middle. But we're just gonna have to game plan around that. But we're looking good. We're improving. We look cohesive. And dude, we're just tight as a team. We look good right now.
I agree with that 100%. And I was gonna say it for later in case I had questions, but I'll say this now. What you said about the middle is exactly what I feel like. I won't say I'm necessarily scared, but I haven't seen nobody take it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay, he's that guy. Because the first week you said, who do you trust? There's nobody in the middle yet that I'm saying, I got him no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about him at all. And after watching, I watched a little bit of that Florida game and seeing what 51 was doing. I don't like giving Florida credit, but that's what I need one at least one person to do, just step up and take over a game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Outside of that, I'm pretty content with it.
Hey, I got to I got two questions that I want your opinions on. First is the receivers, bro. We keep dropping balls, man. Harley couldn't catch a thing. Pope couldn't catch. What are your thoughts on the receivers? Because I'm very underwhelmed at them, bro.
Y'all want me to go first?
Yep.
Tell it.
All right. I don't like it, bro. I don't like it at all. I don't like it because, to me, if you're going to have smaller type receivers, I need to see Tutu out there. Yeah. So I'm gonna make another LeBron James analogy. I ain't going to get stupid on this one, but you'll understand it. So when I watch somebody like KD play, right, it doesn't matter who's on KD, he's KD. When I watch Steph play, you put anybody on Steph, he's Steph. LeBron is only LeBron. If it's one-on-one, he's only LeBron against certain people. You feel me? When it comes to just offense. So with our receivers, they're the short, not explosive types. So if you're not creating a matchup with them, we don't really have no advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like they look small and they play small. And they're not out there where it's like if I give one of them, Pope or Harley, if I give them a slant, they're taking it and I ain't got to worry about it. So if you're not doing nothing in space, then you're pretty much a short possession receiver. I'm just not seeing no explosion from them. So I'm glad that we've done in these first 3 weeks. I think we have enough to get through the ACC because King is doing his thing. But I'm looking past that, bro. I'm looking at the big boys. When we get to the big boys, I have short receivers out there that's not showing me the explosion. That worries me.
Yeah.
I want to see Peyton out there, and I want to see Wiggins. I trust them on the outside more than I trust these two. I ain't saying I want them off the field. I ain't saying they can't play, but I don't want them outside to where they don't have an advantage.
Yeah. I mean, Wiggins is me and Jordan's boy. I'm a huge fan of Wiggins. He's fast as hell. He's long. I don't know why we haven't been giving him the ball more, but what about Peyton? We haven't seen – I know he was out last week. Correct me if I'm wrong. He played on Saturday, correct?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't think his helmet even went on.
Really?
Interesting.
I don't think – I could be wrong. I was in the stand, so, you know, I can't get the TV view. But to my knowledge, I don't remember him going on. And I wasn't sure if he would because if he was sick with COVID – however long it lasted, that means he probably didn't practice the whole week. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So if you're not practicing the whole week against a rivalry, I'm not expecting you to get in, even though you're clear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, right. I mean, you got to find out from somebody who knows the real story. That was my guess, though.
Okay. All right. Kate, my second question is about Blake Baker. What do you want Manny calling the defense again, or are you a fan of Blake?
I'm not rooting against Manny at all. Since he's taken the job, I wish that he would get somebody like Lashley so he wouldn't have to worry about offense, so he could coach defense still. I ain't going to say I'm as worried about Baker right now. He's not my favorite. I'm taking Manny over Baker like 10 days out of 10. But I don't know. I can live with it for now because the team is playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be too gripey, but if I had a choice, I want Manny doing what Manny's done to get us to this point. With
this
defense.
Well, yeah. So my biggest thing, sorry to cut you off, Jordan, I just wanted to make this one point, but I sent out a tweet I was telling earlier in the show. I sent out a tweet on FSU's first drive when they were driving down the field, and I was like, all right, Manny, you need to start calling the defense again, because I was so pissed that FSU was driving down the field. Obviously, we cleaned it up, but I just miss how aggressive Manny was with the defense. But if we can get it rolling again, you know, I'm fine with Blaker. I don't worry about our defense. I think it can be elite because Jalen is playing out of his mind. Quincy's playing out of his mind. And Bubba Bolden, that's the boy.
I told y'all, bro. I've been saying it. He's the best player on this defense to me, bro.
Dude, he might.
I don't care what nobody say. I'll put him against anybody.
Who, Bubba?
Yeah.
Bubba. I'm putting Bubba against anybody right now.
Yeah, dude. I think. I mean, to me, our three best players is De'Aaron King, Bubba Bolden, and Jalen Phillips. And geez, man, like, thank goodness for the transfer portal, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, combined, those guys have played like a combined 12 games for this team, and they're already our three best players. So.
Hey, I don't care how we get it, bro.
Okay, we're switching gears. This has been a hot topic the last few days for Canes fans. I don't know how much you follow recruiting. I think you do. Terrence Lewis.
Not as much.
What,
I don't know as much about him as everybody else.
Okay.
So, I mean, I talked – somebody was in the group chat talking about it. So my question was, is this the one that I thought it was who they said had some head issues?
Yeah.
In and out kind of, you know what I'm saying? So to yep. me – I give a very vague opinion on it. I've told people for years, I don't care about Miami being back. I don't care what our record is. The floodgates are going to open when we're fun to watch again. All I've been waiting for is an OC and a quarterback so we can be fun to watch. And if you're watching it right now, it's a fun team to watch for everybody, even if you hate Miami. You're enjoying the games, you know what I'm saying? So I think that we're about to turn that corner in recruiting. So if you a head case, bro, we're not desperate no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't feel like we're going to be desperate to where we have to take these kids. So you need to get it fixed. Now, again, I don't know the details on him, so I'm speaking vaguely. But
he's good.
Somebody said that he was one. I heard he was elite. But
he's five-star. I mean, he might be like the best, one of the best high school linebackers I've watched. But I agree with you, man. Like, especially with Manny trying to change the culture.
Exactly.
Of the team.
We can't risk like, it, man. We're going to be on that.
Like, two steps back.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts. I don't know.
I'm with you.
And I wanted to soapbox for a minute. Back to what you were saying, you know, how you said you're not just looking at next week. You're looking, you know, at the whole season when you're trying to analyze this team. And one of the things that's bugged me so far is that a lot of fans are just saying, like, oh, we got to win. That's all that matters. And, like, no. You know, like, just because you get a win doesn't mean the tape is great all around, right? Like, the tape is still important. The tape doesn't lie. And you know, so if you look at all three games and you're still seeing the middle of the defense, like, just being soft, being a place that people can attack, it's like you need to address that and you need to get better. You need to see improvement because then when you come up against – you know, a team like Clemson, who's going to have, you know, as good of coaching as us or better between all the position coaches, the coordinators, the head coach, you know, like, it's not like they're going to be dumber than we are. You know, they're not going to be dumber than us fans that think that the middle of the defense is soft. Like, they're going to attack that. And they got, I mean, the best running back in the country in Travis Etienne. Like, that dude could go off for 100 yards in the first half. Like, we really, really need the game plan for that middle of the defense. Or I mean, I don't know, man. I'm tired of hearing people say, like, we got to win. Like, let's be happy. I'm not going to criticize the team after win. That's just stupid, man.
Yeah.
That's how you get comfortable, and then that's how you drop a whole bunch of games that you shouldn't.
So you, like, level 10 worried about the linebackers?
Not level 10.
That's what I'm at. Like, I trust them enough to where I don't think they're gonna like blow us a game or anything. I think we have enough guys to roll out. I just, like I said, I don't see that dominance from the position. As long as I don't cost us the game, bro, I don't expect us to be Alabama level. You know what I'm saying? 10 deep at every position. I can live with us not being elite there, but y'all got to do your job. So that's what I'm looking forward to for the Clemson game. I want to see who does their job.
Yeah, so I don't expect them to blow a game like Clemson. Like, if we lose to Clemson, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, if we just, you know, if Zach McLeod was better, we would have won. Like, that's not what I'm thinking. What I'm worried about is, you know, we're playing this bend-don't-break defense. We're giving a lot of yards up the middle. What I don't want is for us to get upset, and it's because, you know, our bend-don't-break defense actually broke. Because we've had really inconsistent linebacker play all year. Like, that's my worry right now. You know, because I predicted a 9-2 season. I think I'm ready to upgrade that to a 10-1, man. Like, we look good.
Let me say this before Marsh jump in, because I know he's ready to. For what you was just saying, this is one thing I forgot to mention on the first week, and I stand by it. I can say it confidently now. I wanted to say it then so I could be right. You know what I'm saying? Say I was right. But what I see with this team right now that I haven't seen in the past, and this is ultimately the next level I feel is for us. Before we worry about being back, before we worry about championships, I want to see a team that we don't have to worry about those upsets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that we're finally to that point, at least this year anyway. I don't see an upset happening because we're solid on both sides. Some games will be more explosive. Some games will have more big plays or whatever. We might see the turnover chain more. We might have a couple breakout players. But I don't see somebody who should be or who shouldn't beat us beating us, bro. I just don't. I feel like we've gotten past that hump. And that's what I've been waiting to see, because when I look at teams like Florida State, I don't see that. But when I look at a team like Florida, that's what I've given them. The only thing I've given them credit for in the past couple of years under Mullen is that they're going to probably lose to Georgia. They're going to probably lose to LSU. They're going to probably lose to Alabama year in and out. But they handle the games they should. And I've been waiting very patiently for us to get to that point to where I don't have to go into to games like whoever and not know what to expect. I feel like the consistency is there, and I give 99% of that credit to De'Aaron King.
What about Lashley? What about, I think Lashley deserves half credit, bro.
He does. He definitely does. But you can call, you can draw some dimes, but you need somebody who handles it, bro. The zero interceptions is what I see.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Zero picks, bro.
Yeah. Almost Josh Allen numbers. That's what I've been very impressed by.
Oh, I hate that you're a bro.
What number? What'd you say?
I said De'Aaron King is putting up almost Josh Allen level numbers. So far through the first three games. So.
Hey, man, whenever we stop dropping passes, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm – and dropping punts, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Who do you want to see returning punts, Jay?
I know who I don't want to see.
I think that's pretty well established.
I don't want him back there. I don't want him back there. Like, from the beginning of the year, I feel like they wanted him to be this guy that he's not, bro. I don't know if I said it on here or just tweeted it, but they're trying to make him something he's not.
Yeah.
If it's a talent issue, get him out of there. If it's a mental issue, make him earn that spot back. But, like, whatever the case, any explosion we have in that position is not going to come from him. He's not an explosive player. He's very good at football. He's not explosive.
So I want Jalen Knight back there.
Yeah, I think that he's the person who's going to take it to the house, if anybody. I want to see X get a chance in a real game just to see what he has. But as far as just explosion, I'm putting Rooster back there, bro.
I'm calling
that. If they do it this week, I'm calling at least 2 touchdowns from him.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's against, but he can take it.
Yeah. Okay, so my last question for you, Jay, is early score prediction for Clemson.
All right. I don't have one, but I'm going to say this because I have no idea how this game is going to go. I am going to call a loss.
Okay.
I am going to call a split, though. I'm thinking they get us because we just haven't played this yet, so I don't know what to expect. I love the team, but there's a lot, especially when it comes to college football, there's a lot in being there before, you know what I'm saying? And we haven't done it before. So I'm going to go ahead and give Clemson this one. And unless if we just get absolutely blown out, I'm calling a split early, bro. Y'all can have this one. You got your home field. You got the experience. When we come back, because I don't see us losing another game, bro, I'm calling that too. When we come back, I'll call the revenge game.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna give a score. I don't care what the score is. As long as we show up so I can keep talking my trash, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, so I like that, dude. And honestly, that got me thinking on something else. Do we know what the tiebreakers are for the ACC championship game? Because, I mean, Notre Dame plays Clemson as well, right?
Yeah.
So if Clemson goes undefeated and us and Notre Dame take care of business and we're both 10-1, then, like, what's the tiebreaker? Is it our score against Clemson?
That's a good question. I think if it was that exactly and we both lost to Clemson, that might be it. But I've heard maybe in another conference, and this was a couple of years ago, so it could be different, but I heard that they went by the – I think they go by your ranking after the actual record.
Well, that's really bad for us. Or actually, did we jump Notre Dame?
I don't know. Not in the AP. I think Notre Dame's 5. We're 8.
Well, that's not good.
I don't think they're going to finish in front of us, brother. I really don't.
I think they will, all things being even. I mean, Notre Dame is the media darlings, dude. I mean, friggin' Catholics versus convicts, man.
They probably will screw us if they get a chance. But if you're talking eye test, bro, I think that we're kind of killing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Like I was saying before, you know, before we called anyone in, like all things being considered, like right now at this very moment, we're a top five team in the country. Like,
no doubt.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that we're going to finish that way, but just right now we should be top five.
Hey, if I got to pull another LeBron card, LeBron be getting a he be getting a lot of help because people will pay to see that. I promise you, people want to see Miami. If we finish 9-1 or whatever, people gonna want to see that.
I hope so.
That's okay. Whoever got the money coming in is gonna want to pull whatever streams gonna get that money.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
I hope you're right.
The difference between this year and 2017 is 2017 we actually sucked. I don't know how we did what we did, but I already knew we sucked before we got to the L's. This year, I don't feel that whatsoever. I think we can play with anybody. I don't know if we can win it yet.
I think this is the first year, like it's a step. This is the stepping stone year. And then next year, I mean, if who knows if King comes back? I mean, our boy Cozy looked pretty good on Saturday. So I'm confident in him. Okay, very last question for you, Jay. Sorry about that. What's your prediction for the finals?
For the finals, I'm a Heat lifer right now, bro. I'm not. I'm on a 10-day contract. I'm on a 10-day contract with the Heat, bro, because I got to root for them anyway. Everybody been recruiting me. So I promise you, if the Heat win is, I'm buying a jersey. I'm buying a hat. I'm going to find me some shorts. And I'm just going to be walking down the street looking like I can't dress because all the stuff going to be mismatched, but it's going to be Heat, bro. If they get LeBron off and I get to talk my trash for the next 10 years, it's going to be ugly. And I love them for life, bro. So I put my money on it. I don't bet on sports. I put my money on the Heat. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Who is your team?
It's the Heat.
Okay.
I'm on a 10-day contract. It's already in my bio, bro. Go to my Twitter right now. Heat Nation, baby.
Who was your team before this 10-day contract?
Anybody who LeBron is playing.
Technically, yes. But I haven't had a team to where I was, like, invested in since Iverson left the league.
Okay.
So I've just been kind of watching, you know what I'm saying? Checking the matchup, see who LeBron playing. See who I want to watch. I'm a big KD fan, but not a
You know,
team.
You should be a Jazz fan, Jay. We could use more like you.
Y'all could have had me.
I was expecting that, but you know what? I figured I'd try anyways.
Y'all definitely
could have
had me. I promise you.
Hell yeah. All right, brother K. Well, let's get you back on maybe after the Clemson game because we love having you on, brother.
Definitely, bro. All these takes about to hold up, I'm telling y'all now. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. I believe you.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man.
All right, y'all boys be easy, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
Cool, man. This has been a good show so far. So we got Leo ready for us now.
All righty.
Hello?
Leo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me, man. I'm excited, man. I love you guys' show. So, you know, for me to be on the show it's great to be on, man. Thank you.
Hey, that's very humbling. Thank you very much for that. Okay, so let's big weekend, man. We were talking about it on social media just a few hours ago. 52-10. It's 4 years in a row. We're number 8 in the country. How are you feeling?
Biggest win of the season. Biggest win in Hurricane FSU history.
Whoa. I'm excited, man. You mean largest margin?
Largest margin. I'm sorry. Okay. Largest margin. Not the biggest win in the history of the games, but, you know, the largest margin. And I got to say, man, we dominated, and it was such a joy to watch, man. I couldn't believe how bad FSU was. I mean, either we were that good or they were just that bad. But either way, I love Lashley's intensity. He didn't let the foot off the gas all game. He just kept going at him, and I love that. I'm so glad they didn't call off the dogs early. And, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. This team just feels different. The energy around the team, just watching it. I'm not even in the stadium, and you can see that everyone's just playing hard. I mean, it's great, man. I'm excited for the season.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so we all know that De'Aaron King is killing it. I mean, he's kicking ass right now. Who are some other players on offense that, not just in this game, but throughout the first three games, that you've been very impressed with?
Man, I'm not going to – the easy way out is Brevin Jordan, but Corey Gaynor, man. I watched that guy just been dominating on the offensive line. The offensive line as a whole, as a unit, has been night and day from the 2019 season. And that is, and, you know, some of it could be design runs and, you know, and I'm sorry, by design, but the offensive line, I mean, Corey Gaynor, Brevin Jordan, absolutely has been great. I would have to go with the unit, the offensive line as a unit. I've been so impressed by them. But yeah, everyone's been balling, man. I mean, you know, Cam Harris, obviously, you know, Knighton, and it's just been everyone's clicking in all cylinders. I'm just waiting for the wide receivers to just, you know, catch up to everyone on the offense, and that's when we're going to be really scary.
Absolutely. I love that you said Gaynor, too. I feel like, I mean, that he's killing it, man. And Jordan was saying earlier in the show, Zion Nelson played really, really well.
Oh, yeah. Zion Nelson was killing it, too. I was surprised to not see Campbell in there. But, you know, I watched the offensive line a lot, and Zion Nelson was – I mean, granted, I mean, it's FSU's defensive line, you know, but they got some dogs on there, you know. So I was happy to see him, you know, holding on to blocks, driving people up the field, you know. And again, like I said, Gaynor, man, guy's a beast. Guy's he's a dog, man.
He absolutely is. I mean, you just got to give it up to our boy Garen Justice, because we gave up zero sacks.
Zero sacks, man. Zero sacks. I think the whole season, right? I mean, we haven't.
No, I think we gave up. We gave up one or two against UAB.
Yes,
I can't.
Yes, you're right.
I can't remember if we gave up any against Louisville. I have to look that up, but just the protection is great. We also ran for 200 yards again, and it's this offense, man. I can't stand enough about it. Okay, so on defense, I want to ask you: are you a fan of Blake Baker?
You know what, people like to down talk Baker, and you know, sometimes Miami fans we're hard, man. We're hard to impress. And What has been the biggest difference between Baker and Manny? I mean, we've been at the top. What is it? I think you guys mentioned last time that he was a top 25 or something like that defense in the country. And that's hard to do. You know what I mean? So he's been maintaining a good defense. And this past game, we dominated on defense. I'm a huge fan of Blake Baker, to be honest with you.
Hey, I like that. I mean, honestly, like I caught a lot of heat because I FSU, their first drive, they drove right down the field, and I was pissed just because FSU has no talent on offense, and I thought it was going to, you know, we were going to struggle for the whole, you know, game on defense, but I take back what I don't know if I take back what I said that, I mean, Manny calling the defense is just so awesome. I mean, it's very impressive, but as long as, honestly, if you can give up just 10 points and get 3 turnovers, get 6 sacks, and Tamarian Terry didn't have a catch either.
Yep.
I don't know.
Shut him down.
Yeah, we shut him down. And so if we can do that, sure, Blake Baker, stay on.
Yeah. I wanted to say on the pod, you know, we gave DJ Ivy a pretty hard time after week one.
I think
one.
You owe him an apology letter, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I said it on Twitter, and I just want to echo it. Like big ups to DJ Ivy, man. Like, you know, our job is analysis. So when someone plays like garbage, like we kind of have to point it out, right? But that doesn't mean we're rooting against these guys. You know, like our job is to react and to give analysis. And so the fact that DJ Ivy is turning two good performances, you know, I thought he played pretty darn good against FSU. You know, like you said, Tamarian Terry. What was it? One catch for minus 4 yards or something like that. Like,
so it was on like a rush. It was like on a reverse.
That's right. He had no catches. That's right. That's right. You know, like credit where credit is due. I'm so happy for him that shows a lot of maturity and mental toughness, you know, to bounce back from a really bad performance against UAB. So good for DJ Ivy, man.
Yeah. I mean, and Terry is a very good wide receiver. And like the last 2 weeks, I mean, we've played two Atwell and then Tamarian Terry. Very like two of the top 10 receivers in the country and shut him down. And it was a huge I wouldn't say it was a huge concern going into the FSU game because Blackman just isn't very good, and we knew that they weren't going to – like, Terry wasn't going to have that big of a game. But it was a concern going into the Louisville game, and I – there's just – there's not a lot of things that you can be upset about with this team right now. We didn't even have to punt until 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see that Terry entered the transfer portal yesterday? That we beat him so bad that he left the team.
No, he did not.
Yeah, no, he jumped in the portal yesterday. Or no, sorry, not the portal. He opted out of the season to get ready for the draft. He's done. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's hilarious. Yeah, that definition of an ass whooping.
Al Blades quote tweeted it and tagged DJ Ivy in it.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. I had to get on the Fours Up Twitter because Al Blades blocked me on Twitter. But that's a
are you serious?
What?
Why did he block you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm like the biggest Blades fan in the world. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. Leo, how are you feeling? I mean, it's a bye week, so we have a lot of time to we're gonna be talking about Clemson for the next week and a half. How are you feeling going into this game?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, I was just gonna say, I Dabo was looking, watching the game on Saturday, and he knows he has his hands full. You know, with that being said, it's Clemson, man. You know, if anything else, it's gonna be a measuring stick for where we are as a team, and you know. I'm going to be honest. I don't expect to win. I would love for us to win, but I got to say, if we can keep it within 10 points, I'll be happy. How about that? You know, but I feel good. I mean, hopefully we got over those, bye week, coming out flat after the bye week, and hopefully we can come out and just come out 100%. But I don't know, man, it's Clemson. That's all you got to say about that. So I'm excited. I'm gonna be rooting for the guys, but you know, it's going to be a way for us to kind of see where we really are as a team, because we played three good teams, but to be honest, we haven't been able to measure ourselves against a team of Clemson's caliber. So I'm happy to see where we are. You know, this is going to be good game. Absolutely. And it's a prime time again. So I'm excited.
Yeah. The Canes are carrying college football right now.
Right.
It's pretty amazing. So if you had to, and I love your, you know, your thoughts on the Clemson game. 10, if we can keep it within 10, I will be happy. I mean, this isn't like the Gators or even like a Michigan team. This is Clemson. This is like Alabama. This is the elite of the elite. So we can't expect. I hope Canes fans aren't going into this game. This is going to sound like I'm a pussy, but I hope Canes fans are not going into this game expecting a W.
Right.
Is that bad? Is it bad that I just said that?
I mean, we can be optimistic. I mean, I would love for us to win. I mean, I'm rooting for us to win, but you also have to be realistic. You have to take a step back, and this is Clemson. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is Clemson. This is up there with the Bamas and the Georgias, and you know, and we, to be honest, we come from a 6-7 season. We're doing great, but we're not at Clemson's level. I mean, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out in a week or two. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't think that we should walk in there expecting to blow them out like we've been, you know, doing all these, you know, the past 3 weeks. We got to be realistic. At the same time, that's part of being a fan. Sometimes you're irrational, and you kind of expect big things, especially Canes fans. But we have to really take an approach that we just got to look at this as a measuring stick for our team, as opposed to, you know, kind of bash them if they lose. You know, we got to be realistic with where we are right now and where they are right now as a program.
Yeah, you said that perfectly. I think that you hit it spot on. I just. Because I was saying this to one of our other guests that came on today. I just don't want Canes fans to be freaking out at Manny if we do lose. Like, this is not the game where, like, you tweet out, fire Manny. This is not Louisiana Tech or FIU. Like, so I think, you said it perfectly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and, you know, Canes fans, that's how we are. You know, we lose, we win, everyone's happy, super excited. You lose, it's like, fire this guy, fire that guy. I mean, you saw the UAV game. I mean, come on. People were, you know, oh, what is this? What is this offense? I mean, we put up points that we haven't been able to put up in the past, and we were moving the ball with ease. And, I mean, you got to look at it as a progress, you know, as progress in the right direction. You can't automatically expect 60 points off the bat, you know what I mean? That's against a really good UAB team. So, mm-hmm. you know, we just got to be realistic. You know, everyone's happy. Everybody's excited. New offense, defense doing great. Just came off a beating on FSU. We just got to be realistic at the same time that, you know, we are still making moves. I mean, look at De'Aaron King. I mean, he's killing it, right? But mm-hmm. he could be so much better. I mean, there were so many missed opportunities on those deep balls. And, you know, there could have been – it could have been worse than what it was. You know what I mean? But the passing game still has ways to go. They still have to get in sync. Everyone – the wide receivers have to all come together, and they have to
catch the ball.
Produce at the – yeah, catch the ball, you know, pretty much, and produce at the level that the rest of the offense is. And that's where we're going to be clicking on all cylinders, and that's when we're really going to see where we are. But, yeah, definitely, man. I'm just super excited, and I'm so happy that our offense is not looking like it was last year. And Rhett Lashley, man, I just love the guy's intensity. Like I said earlier, he came in there, and he did not let up, man. We're talking fourth quarter. This guy's still going downfield trying to score. You know what I mean? So that's the type of thing we need, because that game was a statement game in terms of recruiting. We got the spotlight. We got the primetime, you know, slot. And you got FSU. This is a statement game for recruiting. We're putting up 50-plus points on FSU. And people who bash the U, I mean, you know, everyone hates us. But, you know, people are looking at, whoa, the U got something going on down there. You know what I mean? So it's a good time to do that. You know what I mean? To show, you know, we're stepping on the gas and we're not letting go. Anybody who's in our ways is going to get, you know, gonna get run over, and that's pretty much what Rhett Lashley's mentality has been, and I love that, you know.
Absolutely. And you know what, one last thing is, I'm honestly surprised FSU didn't have any decommits yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
That's
like,
a good point.
Because I remember like last year after the FIU game, we had like three or four guys decommit. And at least, I mean, even then, I know it was FIU, but at least we lost by just six. I mean, they just lost by 45. Like, and that, or 45, no, I mean, 42, sorry, I'm not very good at math, but, or I don't know how many points, but, like, just looking at that FSU program, there is not a lot of upside. Norvell has his hands full, and he wasn't even there, and I think that's, you know, a big part of why it was such a blowout, but still, I mean, each one of their three quarterbacks threw an interception, they couldn't block us, and more than anything is that there was just a lot of chippiness coming from the FSU sideline, especially late in the game. A lot of unsportsmanlike conducts. It was kind of just ugly at the end, and you could just tell they quit.
Yeah.
I'll take it, though. I'll take
Absolutely. Yeah, we made them quit, man. We made them quit. That's what that was, and I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. All right, Leo, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. You're welcome on anytime, and so we will talk to you later. Go Canes, brother.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one, guys. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye. See you, man. Thank you.
Right. Yep.
Cool, man. Good show. Is there anything else? Vibes. Yeah, is there anything else you want to go over before we wrap things up?
I think that's it, man. That's it. Everyone enjoy the bye week. Go put your feet up, go Heat, and I guess anything from you?
No, man. Nope. Just
good show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Alrighty.
Go Canes. I'm excited to watch the NBA finals, but other than that, go Canes.
Yep, yep. Gonna be a big week. All right, go Canes, boys.
Yep, see ya.
This has been the Forza Podcast.